We will get started with the Pledge of Allegiance, if everybody please rise. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Dave, could you do a roll call, please?
Yes. Rich?
Here.
Hillary?
Here.
Jackie?
Sorry, I'm here. I almost ended the call.
Brenda?
Sure.
Arlene?
Here.
Susie?
Here.
Tiffany?
Here.
We have a quorum. Others in attendance? We'll start with Sandpoint. Dave.
First, hold on. Dave, no. Mike Seifert, Superintendent.
Dave Gunderson, Executive Assistant.
All right. King Cove, others in attendance?
It's Fanny Newton as well as Lynette Mack.
All righty. All staff, others in attendance?
And Gary wanted me to let us know he was going to come, but he's still not feeling well.
Okay.
He asked me to tell you.
Okay, thank you. All staff, others in attendance?
Kevin Barnett.
I'm assuming the camera's just on. There's no sound or something.
I think he's got it.
Act Town, others in attendance?
Katie and Ken Barber.
All right. And do we have anybody else on the phone? If we don't have anybody on the phone, do we need the phone line?
Austin was, used to be, was calling in, is why we.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody at Sandpoint School? Moving on to approval of the agenda.
I have one addition, Madam President. Under new business, Roman numeral 12, letter J, approval of teacher contracts for Accutan for Kevin and Annette Barnett.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second. Jackie.
So moved by Ray, seconded by Jackie to approve the agenda as amended. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, motion carries. Jane, just for a change in how I'm going to run things, based on the training that we did in Juneau, the only time we need to do a roll call is if there's an objection, so that everybody's vote is on record. If
okay.
There's no objection, we'll just run.
That's good.
On to approval of the minute. May I suggest postponing approval of the minutes for January 21, 2019 to our next regular meeting in order to make some corrections? And actually, I'll make that motion. I can make a motion. Move to postpone until the next meeting.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, motion carries. The minutes for January 21 are postponed until our next regular meeting. Next item on the agenda is recognitions and presentations. Do we have any, Mr. Seifert? Nope. if we have public comments. We'll start with King Cove. Any public comments?
No public comments.
No public comments here.
Okay. Acatan, any public comments?
No, ma'am.
Okay, Falls Pass, any public comments? Anybody on the phone? Standpoint School. Standpoint, any public comments? Moving on to student comments. Do we have any student comments? Standpoint? None. Any student comments, King Cove?
No student comments here.
Acatan, any student comments?
No ma'am.
Well, fast. All right, Standpoint, School. All right, then we'll move on. We have student reports for the 2019 Legislative and Leadership Fly-In. Justin and Logan, if you'd like to come to the end of the table, the floor is now yours.
We want everyone to look at you, Justin.
I'm Justin, and I attended the leadership fly-in in Juneau, and I'd like to thank the borough for sending me and Logan. It was a really good opportunity. That was my second year in a row that I've gone, and I learned even more this year than I did last year. And we worked a lot on the new budget cuts that the governor's proposing, and we talked a lot about on how False Pass might experience a cut of their school, and we had our testimonies on how it really affects our communities and culture of our communities.
Thanks, Justin.
Any comments or questions for Justin? Logan,
Florida. Hello, I'm Logan Thompson. First of all, I would just like to thank the board for allowing me to attend. This was an exceptionally amazing experience. But, we learned a lot of different things. First, we learned about how to form a question for our legislators and how to write a testimony that's well worded. We got a speak to the informal subcommittee about the issues that faced us. And I think one thing that I thought was, that I learned that was most important was how two voices are important, and what voices are legislative voices, not just adult voices. They were very interested to hear what we had to learn, and I think it's interesting seeing how every, since we got an endless labor meeting for the school district, I thought it was pretty important to see how the different school districts were working together, what they did that we could spend in our school. What I gathered most was that learned that our thoughts were important. And we can actually make a difference. I don't mind. I would just like to thank you guys again.
Any comments or questions for Logan?
Thank you, young man. This is Jackie here in King Cove. I just wanted to say thank you for both of them for going down there. I was really impressed with them and their behavior down there and their contribution to the discussion.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Next, we have board reports for the 2019 legislative fly-in. Anybody want to get started? Hillary?
I like to go first because then I'll just follow what the other person said. But I'd like to thank Justin and Logan for attending. They did a wonderful job down there. Logan, he was part of a panel that went up. There was two students that went up in front of us in our meeting, and then there was two board members. And one thing that I learned from throughout the state of Alaska with all the schools is the traveling with sports. students there are saying these long road trips. The students leaving, you know, every weekend, and the academics, even for the ones that aren't in sports, they're missing out because these trips are so long and there's different schooling, and they, you know, all the students, they just say they're missing out on education. And they were trying to, you know, brainstorm a different ways of what we could do, and it was very interesting. And Justin and Logan, they represented us very well. They weren't scared to talk to anybody when we went there and spoke to people. And having them there to tell them what's going on in our schools, what's going on with our internet, what's going on in the classes and different electives and different things for students to do, it was, they were a big asset for us to have with us, for them to listen to us. And then another thing is, with all the budget cuts and everything that they're telling us, you know, we're going to have to cut back, and, you know, nothing is guaranteed. We don't even know what our cuts are going to be for next year. And like Jackie was talking about, she says, like, before we go to the legislative fly-in, could we have a workshop? Could we go and sit there and just go over all the material that we want to bring forth for our representatives and discuss things? So when they ask us a question, when they ask us, what year did your school in Cold Bay close? We could tell them the year that Cold Bay closed, the year that we closed Nelson Lagoon. You know, there's just a bunch of different questions that they ask, and I'd like to be on top of all the questions and different things that we could talk to them about. But I'm just waiting to see what they come out with, what they're going to go and cut on us. They said that, you know, there is going to be cuts. We don't know how much. And right now they're just showing us the big picture of how much, you know, they want to take away. So I think all the schools in the AASB, what is there, 52 of us? 52. We all got to stick together, and we got to go and do something for, you know, keep writing letters and write our representatives and tell them that education, that's our priority. We got to educate our students. They're going to be running everything pretty soon, sooner than we think. Time's flying. So I just want to thank everybody for there, because Jackie and Arlene and Tiffany and the students, and it was fun. And then Emil was there with the students as the chaperone, and he walked up to the hill with us and went and visited everybody. So it was good. We all went up there, and we ran out of a meeting and went and sat into the house because we were waiting, and we're all sitting there, and they walked in. Well, we sat there for 3 hours.
3 hours?
3 hours. And we're all sitting there, and we're talking, and we're going back and forth, and we go out once in a while, and then we come back, because you can't have your jacket on or nothing in there. So we were in there for 3 hours. And then they came in, and, you know, they're walking around. They'll talk to you when you're sitting up there and stuff. And Tiffany asked Bryce, do you want a name? Do you want me to give you a list of people? And then he goes and sits down.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, they take a vote, and all these numbers, 2020. And then all of a sudden, we're adjourned. They went and they made nominations for...
That was the next thing. They didn't vote on it. But all they did was adjourn that
first day. Oh, the first day they adjourned. The second day they voted. But yeah, that was different. And then the second day... Oh, that's the day we were down there having a meeting, and the chimes started going. So we hurry up and we finished our meeting there, and we went running upstairs and went and sat in there again and waited. And yeah, I just couldn't believe it. I was just sitting there watching, and the vote goes 2020, and you're just sitting there watching. That's it. We're done. They adjourned. We left. It was an experience. This was different than all the years that I've gone down.
Jackie, Arlene?
Next time I'm going first. I always say that. What Hillary not say? Let's see. No, I enjoyed myself. I learned a lot about advocacy and what it really means to advocate for the students and try to, I mean, gain a better understanding of what my role is in advocacy. It was something I was kind of nervous about, but I'm glad I went. I learned a lot, and I would like to feel a little bit more prepared next year if I were going to go again to have a little bit more information, because some of the questions I didn't know the answer to right off the top of my head. So, and let's see. I was very impressed with the student representation. They did great. And it was fun. I would like to walk in those stairs in the Capitol building. I have to agree with everybody else's board report. The legislative flying was very inspiring, and it was an honor to go with two very insightful students that spoke so articulately about our needs and how committed they were to student education. So thank you, boys, both for coming and being there and being great representation. Everything was very, very inspiring, and we have our work cut out for us, especially facing the budget cuts. It was nice to be there and get to see firsthand exactly how things are established when it comes to the budget. So I was very privileged, and I feel honored to be able to go there and represent.
I guess that leaves me. Mm-hmm. So everybody's kind of touched on most things. So one thing we did advocate for was against the $20 million cut this year. We tried to emphasize to legislators that that money has already been spent. It was already promised. It's already been spent. So it would be a real it would be detrimental to districts for that money to be cut now. And something that we heard was this $20 million potential cut for this year is going to be a drop in the bucket, because this was prior to the governor's budget being released. And Senator Hoffman informed us that we should be expecting $100 to $200 million in cuts. And then I think we all felt like a kick to the stomach when it was over $300 million in cuts. So it's going to be really important for us to have a grassroots outreach to all of our legislators, letting them know where your priorities are. The Association of Alaska School Boards had a press release last week. Before the governor's budget was released in January, there was a poll in Alaska done about funding, and overwhelmingly people feel that there's not enough funding spent on public education. So it can't just be school board members. It needs to be everybody that's advocating for, I would say, not just for public education, but things like our ferry system, healthcare, things like that. It was interesting to be a part of the historical non-organization of the House. That was different from anything we'd ever seen. We thought we were going to be there and see them organize, but we tried twice, and they never did. And I didn't enjoy the stairs nearly as much as Jackie did, but it served us well the last day. Arlene and I got in the elevator, and we struck up a conversation with a gal who was a staffer in Senator Stedman's office, and we got in there and got a good meeting and actually got a pretty long meeting with Senator Stedman's staff, so it worked out well for us not taking the stairs that day. My report. Any questions from anybody else regarding the legislative fly-in? Hearing none, we're going to move on to superintendent's report. Mike?
You have my report in your packet. I have just a couple things to add. I'm going to be going to Falls Pass within a month, and we're going to organize a community potluck. We're also going to invite actually, the borough's going to do this for us. I've been meeting with Alvin Mayor Osterbeck. They're going to invite a couple of important people from Silver Bay, and the purpose of this community meeting is to once again see if we can round up some more students. It looks like we're going to be a 5 or 6 next year. Once again, I want to put on the record again, the school is absolutely open next year, but we do need to be very proactive in recruiting more students. So hopefully Mayor Osterbeck has a good rapport with the Silver Bay people, so we're going to actually invite them to the community potluck. They can hear from community members, they can hear from kids, and hopefully that will make an impression. Last thing is, this is just kind of a little cute story. Sunday, the kids from King Cove got weathered in, and so was debating whether we were going to make them lunch, and so I was at home in my recliner watching a basketball game that just went into overtime. And Hillary said, we have to go make lunch for the King Cove kids. No, she said, we need to go make lunch for the King Cove kids. I said, do I have to go? She said, you get to go. And I went through the front door, and Kayla Calver gave me a big hug, and I thought, you know what? That's what I'm going to miss about this place is the kids. And these are pretty wonderful kids here, and that's what I'm going to miss. That's my report.
Any comments or questions for Mr. Seifert? Seeing none, moving on to district correspondence. Is there any district correspondence anyone would like to pull for discussion? Seeing none, we'll move on to the business manager's report. Mr. Nielsen, the floor is yours.
Madam President, members of the school board, superintendent, my report is in your packet. The only thing I would like to add is that after we reconciled and made our final payments for close-up contacted, our representative contacted me and indicated that they had made an error in a calculation and that we have about $2,700 coming back that will go to King Cove. But at least King Cove, about $3,000 left to raise.
Any comments or questions for Mr. Nielsen? I have a couple, and I apologize for not getting them to you sooner. I had highlighted them, but never got on my internet at home this weekend. It looks like we're over in supplies in a number of different areas, and I was just wondering if there was any reason in particular.
Madam President, typically it results from carryover from the prior year that is not built in the budget. And if we do a revision, then we usually add that carryover amount into the budget. But it typically happens most generally with the supplies account. So a lot of things are ordered when we do our year-end ordering. It doesn't all get paid for. It gets pushed into the next year.
Any other comments or questions for Mr. Nielsen? Hearing none, what are the wishes of the board for the current financial report?
We make a motion to approve. I'll second.
The move by Brenda, seconded by Hillary, to approve the current financial report is a financial report. Is there any further discussion? Financial, so why don't we do the roll call? Arlene? Jackie?
Yes.
Briette?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Stephanie?
And somebody?
I think that was everybody. Motion carries. The current financial report is approved. Next item on the thank you, Mr. Nielsen. Next item on the agenda is department reports. We have activity reports with Mr. Barker. Barker, he's yours.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the board. My report is in your packet. Unless there are any questions, I don't have anything to add. To negotiate around this weather with you.
Not a question, but just a comment I've heard from a lot of parents is just the length of the road trip is too long.
Yeah, taking that into heavy consideration for next year. I appreciate the feedback. Walked into a pretty tough spot coming into the schedule that I had to work with for this year, so I'm looking forward to finalizing what I have planned already. Mostly done by the next board meeting.
Any regionals for next year's
early? Yeah, that's already done as well. That's another comment I've gotten from Jade about regionals being the week before, like right before state, like it is right now. Next year it'll be 2 weeks before state, so we can better prepare and don't have to scramble so much to get our kids from regionals to state. That'll help a lot of planning.
that what most districts are doing?
That's what all of the school districts do.
Okay.
With the exception of ours.
They are reaching.
Every conference. There's 10 1A conferences in Alaska. 9 out of 10 did that this year. So we'll be doing that next year. It's in Togiak for the boys next year in Sandpoint.
Any more comments or questions from Mr. Parker? Thank you. Next, we have special education, Ms. Seifert.
You have my report. I don't have anything to add to the special ed portion. I just wanted to ask for some direction from the board on the curriculum side of it. I did get an overwhelming response for people who are interested, teachers who are interested in both large bikes to work on this. ELA and also the social studies curriculum reviews for next year. I just didn't know if you wanted that work to begin now or if you want me to put together kind of a, get the committees formed, get a chair for each committee, and then move that in the fall.
I would think it moving. That's okay. My suggestion, just because it takes time.
And there is an overwhelming excitement right now about it, and so maybe this would be a good time. And then the second piece is just that cultural piece. I kind of just wanted some direction from the board. I did not get an overwhelming response from teachers wanting to jump in and go back into those math and science curriculums. So I just need some direction on where you'd like me to go from here. I feel like it could maybe be summer workshop, position, stipend for some teachers who'd be willing to work through the summer. I think we're just running out of time, and they don't have the time, and it's hard to carve out the time during the school day. So just cultural end.
Anybody want to comment before I do?
Because I think if we go much longer, waiting much longer, then when would it start? You know, later in the year? Want it to start sooner than later, so I would suggest, you know, trying to get a working group together for the summer. We've got some teachers that are here in the summer, and they can work on that if they agree to. That would be up to seeing if you could get staff who would agree to do that. I think that section would be a good.
Any other comments? Seeing that my comment is, I agree that I won't be voting to approve the curriculum as it is right now. And just having just come off this trip and seeing how culture was so ingrained in a number of schools and how Indigenous students are succeeding wildly when they have that, not just Indigenous students, but all students, the ability to connect with culture. I just think it's critically important that we have that built into the curriculum. So I would suggest that we have, I don't know if it takes a paid position, I don't know what the budget's going to look like. I mean, perhaps that's another question that we have for Mr. Nielsen, but I think it's critical to have that be part of the curriculum.
We can afford to start getting some MOA now.
And I will say right now, I do have some Indian Ed grant monies that are kind of earmarked for the cultural side of it. So if you want me to put together some kind of a description and maybe come up, and I'll get with Dave on a stipend that we could pay. I think I hate to say it, but if it's not a paid position, this is just asking for free labor. You know, because you worked on a curriculum committee. It takes copious amounts of hours and a lot of effort. So I think if we could compensate the teachers, I think that they would be more likely to jump on board with it. And then we could probably get started now and have it continue into the summer.
Any more comments or questions for Dr. Seifert?
I have one.
And in your report, you said that we're going to be able to save on cost-related specialists in areas of physical therapy.
We're just exiting, and we won't have any need next year for that particular related specialist.
Okay. Anything else? None. Thank you, Dr. Seifert. Next, we have the technology report from Mr. Fellbauer. It's yours.
Thank you. You have my packet in there. Board documentation. The only differences that are in there, they're relatively new. I do have two quotes that were submitted so far for the website development. I haven't gotten half of them back yet, so I have four that are all total. So I should have those in by the next board meeting so that we can see some examples and some items that are there. It's going to be approximately 25,000 is about what they're calling for this year, to do a full redesign of the website. So, there is no logo files that are in there for the existing logos. There's no vector files, so we don't have one. Nobody knows who created this logo or where it came from or if we can get it. So that will also be part of it, and that's probably about another 5,000 for the increase on that as well, too.
Okay, so you're just on that particularly, you're just talking about the modernizing of the actual logo,
yes.
Not changing the logo.
Well, we can do either. I mean, they have to rebuild it from scratch, so we can do it either way. So if you want to do a redesign, we can do that and get some samples first.
I think the logo is a huge part of the school district's identity. I think that's a larger conversation than just...
Okay. All right. Well, there's some additional things about the logo, right? Mm-hmm. It has Nelson Lagoon and Cold Bay on there and things like that, you know. I mean, we can do it either way, though. I mean, they're going to have to rebuild it from scratch. So while they're rebuilding it, if we want to change the look, this would be the time to do it.
I don't know that. I'll let somebody. Anybody else want to comment before I comment again?
I wasn't aware that we went and we're going to spend $25,000 to $30,000 for our website. When did this come about?
This was the questions that were raised in November when we were in Anchorage about finding out pricing for the website redesign. So this is just the bids right now.
Okay. Because this wasn't approved or anything in our...
No, nothing's been approved.
Okay.
So
okay.
No. This
All
is
right.
Just, when we were in Anchorage, we discussed getting some quotes to find out how much it would be to update the website and get it to a new platform.
Okay.
That's what this is.
Just exploratory.
Okay. Thank you.
And then I think the only other – sorry, if there's any questions, then we can go over that. I have one other, but I'll think about it here in a second. Sorry.
I have questions, but I'm going to let everybody ask theirs first. Anybody else have any questions for Mr. Fellbauer?
I'll get around to the other half here. Sorry. Okay. So at ASTI, I was at ASTI in the beginning of this month, and there was a lot of basically crisis responses. It's pretty much what the big thing is this year. So with the all the school incidents that are going on, they have a few systems that are in there. One of them is there's no charge to us, so Crisis Go is what that's called, so I'm investigating that right now. They're using that in Anchorage and Mat-Su both, and they have some policies and procedures that are around that they're willing to share with us as well, too. So we don't have to redesign everything. We should be able to take something from their portions of it. And however, they do have basically committees that are in there that are larger than technology. So under the formal recommendations, you'll see something in there that references that. But it's essentially, some of them are doing Red Cross, some of them are doing the FEMA training, but they are suggesting that is something that all the districts should do just to have an incident response team ready to handle anything that comes up. So that may be another thing. Again, I don't believe that there's any cost, at least from the ones that they've done. They've not had any costs for the training. It's just putting people in the training and getting essentially positions assigned to people so that everybody knows what's going on, how to communicate to each other if something happens.
Any questions for Mr. Fellbauer? I have a couple. You talk about the implementation and moving forward with Go Guardian,
mm-hmm.
and I was curious what the plan for professional development was for teachers, because it's only good if they know how to use it and are willing to use it.
So currently we did just roll that out. That was a started out very simply, actually, but we did a real quick introduction on that email. The additional portion that we were talking about doing is if it's required to do it during the next in-service. So we can do trainings on that. It shouldn't be more than half an hour, though. It's a fairly simple product.
And the new PCs are going where?
Which ones?
Working with Jamf support and vendor to resolve issues with deployment of the new PCs.
Okay, so there are in the first path that went through, that we had a grant that came in for 5 iMacs to replace. So those are going to, right now they're slated for the SPED room and Sandpoint. But we're also talking about replacing a multitude of them because of the age of the PCs that are there. Most of our PCs are 2011-2012 range for the newest ones. There's probably only about 5 that are newer than that.
So in your formal motions to the board, there's a number of notes I have to myself about what the fiscal note is attached to it. Is that something that's going to be coming later when you're looking for action, whether it's implementing or sending somebody to training or you're asking for an additional staff person?
Yes, that I haven't put any thought around that. That's coming back from the training just to get it on the board for discussion.
Okay, so something I know we've done a lot in the past is utilize our tech students in doing a lot of the like tech work that's been done in the school, and I kind of got the impression from talking to some of the students that that's no longer happening. And has the thought of reutilizing their abilities to address some of those staffing needs, has that been explored at all?
At the moment, no. I have spoken with people about putting that in place, but we don't have any formal plans for any of that at this moment.
That's all I have right now. Any further questions or comments? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Bildauer.
Thanks.
Moving on to Old Business A, FY20 staff structure. Effort.
Well, that's simply the decision of whether we want to go with a part-time SPED director. Dave put the little spreadsheet of savings there versus a full-time SPED director. So that's a board decision whether we staff that with a full-time person or an itinerant.
What are the desires of the board? The decision is to whether to staff both a full-time SPED director and an MOA grant writer, or to contract the position out.
Question. Travel costs, is that just to and from your home location? That is the problem.
Any further comments, questions? What is the desire of the board? Because we're at a point right now where we should probably make a decision moving forward with whether we're going to have the two separate positions or combine for a contract position. The difference being with the combined position, a savings of approximately $65,000. Right.
Well, if you look, I mean, I'm not a money person, but 40 days contract at $87,000, correct? Or 260 days of contract for
40 days. That's 40 days in district.
I'm still working.
He's going to be working most days.
on every IEP
meeting.
So that's
40,
in district.
40 days here, but
yeah.
Continue other days. Well, I mean, I'll
have to call on every IEP meeting, contain for files,
and
yeah.
Oh, okay, so you're not only working 40 days.
No. So it'll be 10 days every quarter.
I'm sorry,
So what that'll probably look like is probably 4 days here, 4 days in King Cove. Actually, are the files all here? Probably 5 days here, probably 3 in King Cove, then have to visit each of the remote sites, but should be required to call into all the IEP meetings. And once again, if the board desires to go with a full-time person, Hillary can resign that position. We can certainly look for one.
Any more comments, questions, motions?
This is Arlene. Looking at the finances of it, it looks beneficial since we, are facing budget cuts. But is there districts that have this? Does it work? Is it efficient to have an off-site?
You want to come address that, Hillary?
There are many small districts that contract out with CERF, which is something we used to do, and they have basically people who are acting as Fed directors that come in and do compliance work. And so I guess the one benefit is that I know the caseload in the district. So if you decide to contract that out as well, CERF charges more, and we kind of went down that road, and I viewed us away from CERF because they were charging us a ridiculous amount of travel costs. And Jade was able to do it for so much cheaper with miles and different things like that. But there are many districts that do that with comparable caseloads that we have. It's pretty common in Alaska and all in our areas because a lot of districts can't afford to fund a full-time on-site person. And there are several directors who actually cover more than one district. So through CERC, oftentimes they're given two or three districts and they're managing the caseloads of all of those. And by caseloads, I mean they're doing the compliance part of it, making sure all the paperwork is in order.
Hillary, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, thank you.
Correct me if I'm wrong. We used CERC up until we had brought Hillary on it.
Mm-hmm. We used CERC for a couple years with Hillary on it.
Yeah, 2 years with me, and then Jade and I just started looking at the cost. And they started actually upping the travel costs, even when we had a signed contract, and they sent us an additional bill for $20,000 in travel costs, and we'd already paid our contract. And so we stopped doing that, and I was able to secure. The other thing with CERC is that you just don't have as much control over your specialists. Like, we have more of a personal, we don't get to, with CERC, you don't necessarily get to your times and your visits and all that kind of stuff. So it's been a much better system that we have through CERC.
How does it affect the special ed teachers that are here? Like, are they going to have to scan and email you information? Is it going to take...
Well, our entire... Everything is on C, so everything is internet-based, so I can see it in real time, that they're doing. And I already currently join all of the meetings remotely for Mark and Dean and Akutan and Annette and Kevin out in Falls Pass. So, again, that's all remote joining of meetings already from standpoint.
So this position, contract position, is there a possibility that we could train? Like if we say we hired you for like on a yearly contract or a two-year contract, is there a way you could train like somebody within our district to do this also? Like if we have somebody sped in Sandpoint or King Cove or Accutan or somewhere, is it possible where they could get the training from you and work with you and so they could...
That would be a possibility down the road, but it would have to be someone who has enough time. It couldn't be a full-time SPED teacher necessarily that has a full caseload, just because that just would be a lot of work. And it would be very hard to manage the meetings, I think, trying to join all those. So I think if we had a person who could do, I think in the past, I think Carl was here, his was a lesser caseload, and so it was like a half-time a teacher, half-time coordinator, director kind of thing, and that would work, but I think it would be difficult for a full-time.
So if you were offered a contract, would you be willing to work with somebody if there was a thing within our district? Well, with the all the financial binds that we're in, I'll make a motion to accept the contract as presented.
Contracted position?
Yes, contracted position for the Fed grant director.
This is Brett. I'll second it. The reason why I'm seconding is I remember what search was like, and I remember how many times people got the losing end of the stick because people got into cold day. They couldn't get into King Cold. They just turned around and went right back. I think we went for, I think, three times they tried to get in here at various times, and so our kids didn't have anyone who actually was on site. And our kids are at a loss, and I don't want that to happen.
It's been moved by Hillary and seconded by Brenda to accept the contracted position of Fed Grant Director as presented. Is there any further discussion? Just following up to what Brenda just said, I believe we saw the same thing with ACATAM 1 year where we had specialists go out a number of times and not be able to make it to the community. So if there's no further discussion, given that it's money, we'll just do a roll call, Jay. Okay. Arlene?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Motion carries. The contracted position as Fed Grant Director is approved. The next item on the agenda is background check policy. Mr. Seifer.
Dave, do you want to come and talk? Dave actually did more work on it. Do you want to come and talk about that a little bit?
I can, but I'm looking at Jade because she actually did all the work.
Team effort. Team.
I just made some nice slides for her. I think in the packet, the information that Jade provided, just kind of put together a comparison of if we use what we're using now and compare that if you go with actual fingerprint. I think the current system that we use provides a pretty comprehensive background check for about the same cost as the fingerprint. The exception or the issue with the fingerprint is you have to go somewhere to actually have the fingerprint taken. And there are actual policies which are included, I think, in the packet. We have policies right now for security and background checks, but they're pretty specific. So it's not like we have to make anything new. We just need to follow the policies and consistently follow the policies. And the issue being, we don't put someone to work, as it specifically says in the policy, before that background check has been done and the results are received. So I don't think this is really necessarily an action item, more just an understanding that we are okay with our current process for doing background check, but that we have some sort of communication out to the sites that it's a requirement that this background check be done. And what we can do is provide the ability for site secretaries to initiate the check so that they're not waiting for us. If we're hiring a teacher, we would do that from the district office. But I think just making everyone in the district aware of the actual policies and procedures and following them is kind of brought this to light.
Okay. One more concern on like security reasons. The people who chaperones, we send our kids, like, parent chaperones, they're not district employees, they don't have any kind of background checks. Can there be a way that that is done before parents chaperone children out of town? When you're taking somebody's kid out of town, there should be some sense of that. Have they passed a background check?
I refer that back to you, to I know any required policy change that would be.
That's not in the policy, but that can be added. Just that any chaperone also has to pass a background check prior to.
Well, this is personnel. I'm not sure if it's the most appropriate place for that. Perhaps under, I don't know if there's a student travel portion of the policy or something.
The volunteer policy that's written.
Well, volunteers is. It already says.
But they get chaperone pay, don't they?
So
they actually are employees.
Not.
It depends.
Yeah. A parent who volunteers.
I have never gotten chaperone pay on a trip.
Okay, so the
teacher. I sleep on mattresses for free.
I take my statement back.
And she flies when it's blowing and raining.
So I'll look to see where that should go.
Okay.
No, that's prudent.
Any further discussion on the background check policy? Hearing none, moving on to the superintendent search. And this is just for information. The board met on the 28th of February, and we have opened up the superintendent search at large that will close on March 18th.
I think it's the 18th.
March 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And the board will be meeting on the 19th to outline further steps. That, unless there's anything anyone would like to add on that.
What are the applications due to AASB?
18th.
It is the 18th. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to new business, the FY18 financial audit. The board met today during the workshop to review the financial audit with Alex, what's his last name?
Beckman.
And looks pretty good. Was it one minor finding? Yeah. What are the wishes of the board as it pertains to the FY18 financial audit?
Make a motion to approve.
Brenda, move to it.
Second.
Moved by Brenda, seconded by Hillary, to approve the FY18 financial audit. Is there any further discussion?
Brenda.
Yes.
Rhett.
Yes.
Jackie.
Yes.
Hillary.
Yes.
Arlene.
Yes.
Tiffany.
Yes. Motion carries. The FY18 financial audit is approved. Next item of business is the math curriculum, second reading. Given our conversation we had with Dr. Seifert earlier during her report, what are the wishes? Does the board wish to put this on the table for second reading, or would the board like to wait until the culture component of the curriculum has been addressed hopefully this summer.
Can we make a motion to accept the math curriculum with the culture being amended into it after?
We can amend the curriculum whenever we want. We have to put on the table for second reading first. So. Table for second reading, and then we have to move to adopt.
Well, I'd like to go forward with our curriculum. I'll make a motion to accept math curriculum second reading.
Put on table for second reading. There's a motion by Hillary to put it on the table for second reading. Is there a second?
I'll second. This is Jackie. I second.
Discussion?
I just kind of think that adding some of the cultural stuff in there has to be done like yearly as the teacher's in there and they realize that something comes up that we do that, oh, this could definitely become part of our math curriculum because it's part of our life, everyday life. I think culture is something that you've got to just keep adding into a curriculum. You can't just put it down on the paper and expect that to be the you know, what it's going to be. But I just think that we just got to keep it moving forward and make sure that we try to add those pieces in there.
So the motion right now is to put it on the table for second reading. If it gets on the table for second reading, then there would need to be another motion to adopt the curriculum. Is there any objection to the motion to put it on the math curriculum on the table for second reading? Seeing none, motion carries. The math curriculum is on the table for the second reading. Is there a motion to adopt?
I'll make a motion to adopt math for the second reading.
Second. Motion by Hillary, seconded by Rayette, to adopt the math curriculum. Any discussion? I'm going to speak in opposition to the motion. I think we run the risk of getting pushed to the wayside if we don't require it to be a part of the curriculum when adopted. Yeah, I know we have best intentions moving forward, and that a committee will be created to work on it this summer, but I think we're running the risk of it going, yeah, we'll get to it later. So I will be voting in opposition to this motion. Is there any further discussion?
This is Brenda.
Go ahead, Brenda.
There can be, we put it on your lap. You are the chairperson, and it will be on the next meeting that we are moving forward with the cultural team. So it can't get lost.
Roll call.
Brant?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Tiffany?
No. Motion carries. Math curriculum is adopted. Moving on to the next item of business, science curriculum. Is there a motion to put the science curriculum on the table for a second reading?
I make a motion to put the science curriculum on the table for... I'll second.
That's great. I didn't mean to talk over you. This is Arlene. I'll make a motion to put the science curriculum on the table for second reading.
And I'll second.
It's been moved to put the science curriculum on the table for second reading by Arlene, seconded by Hillary. Is there any further discussion? Is there any objection to putting science curriculum on the table for second reading? Hearing none, the science curriculum is on the table for second reading. What are the wishes of the board?
I make a motion to adopt the science curriculum for the second reading.
I'll second.
Jackie.
Been moved by Hillary and seconded by Jackie to adopt the science curriculum. Is there any further discussion? I'll be voting against this for the same reasons stated previous for the math curriculum. There's no further discussion. Roll call, please.
Arlene?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Rhett?
Yes.
Tiffany?
No. Motion carries. Science curriculum is adopted. Next item of business is the Yakutan 2019 APICA trip proposal. Who would like to speak to this? Yakutan?
We're looking forward to it. Our kids are excited. We're just waiting to finalize after your approval.
What are the wishes of the board?
This is Brenda to approve the Access 319 assistant trip.
I'll second.
The Moved by Brenda and seconded by Hillary to approve the ACATAN 2019 APICA trip proposal. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection?
I would like to add one thing. We probably are.
Go ahead, Mr. Barber.
I'm sorry.
Go
we
ahead.
We probably already have the additional funds needed. We probably already have the additional funds needed in our student account, so we're good to go as far as financial.
Okay. Brenda, did you have a comment?
Brenda, I'm always so jealous. Yeah. I'm always so jealous of their trips. They get to go 18 trips, and the things those kids learn is just awesome. Congratulations on raising all your money. I'm very proud of you.
Any further discussion?
Thank you very much. Our kids work real hard for it.
And the parents, too. The parents do a lot of extra work, and that's to be commended. Thank you.
Hearing no further comment, is there any objection to the motion to approve the ACATAN 2019 APICA trip proposal? Seeing no objection, the motion carries. The ACATAN 2019 APICA trip proposal is approved. Next item of business is the False Pass 2019 APICA trip proposal. False Pass, do you have anybody present that would like to speak to the proposal?
Chair.
All right, what are the wishes of the board?
You go ahead.
I just had a question because I'm looking at the proposed budget and there looks like there's a few items that have been under budgeted. The Colby to Anchorage proportion, they said $800 per person for 10 passengers. My math says that would have been $8,000, and they have $6,250 budgeted. And then for food, the accommodations at $50 a day for 5 days. My math came out to $4,500.
But when they had miles like that, I thought maybe when they bought miles and then they got extra miles, you know, sometimes you got extra. So that's what I was wondering, if that's what he included in that when he did that.
I think they have extra money, too. So it's off. But yeah.
Okay, because it seemed like it was off about $4,000, according to my math.
I'll call Kevin in the morning.
If somebody would like to make a motion, may I suggest perhaps including that? Fundraising of all necessary. What are the wishes of the board?
Mm-hmm. Make a motion to table this until additional information as to the funds and be sure that they have all their fundraising activities in order first.
When is the trip?
April.
April.
Well, can we make another motion that withdraw my motion if we let Mike Seifert go and see if in Corey tomorrow, make a tentative motion to approve if those questions are answered positively?
And I'll send a report in the morning as soon as I talk to Kevin.
So if I may take a little liberty with that, Brenda. So tentatively approved, pending questions answered by pending Mr. Seifert receiving questions regarding the budget and the whole amount being required amount being fundraised. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there any further discussion? Is there any objection to the motion to tentatively approve the False Pass 2019 APICA trip proposal pending getting some answers from False Pass in the morning, assuming that they have all their funds raised prior to the trip? Seeing none, motion carries. That's tentatively approved. Moving on to the 2019-2020 district calendar. Mr. Seifert.
There are two calendars that you've been presented with. Last year, we were kind of given the direction that the board kind of wanted to drive the calendar. I know the board president worked with the district office in kind of setting some parameters as far as what wanted to be included. This has not been presented to teachers. So what are the wishes of the board in regard to that?
I just had a comment. I would just like to see that our teachers have, you know, our teacher can have some input. And then, like, I was, after the workshop today when I went home, I was thinking, what about a Survey Monkey? If we just go and put our calendar out and send it out to our staff members, and that way they could comment on it, and it's not going to come down and said, oh, so-and-so said this, or Sandpoint wants this, or King Cove wants this. It's just, you know, a survey where it just comes in and everybody has a say. I'd feel comfortable voting on something that I know that the teacher's seen. It's their work schedule, and I'd like to see any kind of comments that they have.
Yes, I agree. I think we need more teacher input on this before anything is approved.
I take a little bit of a different view on the calendar. It makes the board's calendar. Our policy says that the administrative team will bring us a calendar for the board's approval. I'm not against having teacher input on it. We know that there are some things from year to year to year that teachers have asked us to consider. We know in the past that teachers haven't wanted to start too early in August due to hunting and don't want to go too late into May due to fishing. That we need to have a spring break between the Christmas break and the end of the year because it just gets to be too long of a stretch. And we don't like our Christmas break to go longer than 2 weeks because studies have shown that our students regress in learning when breaks go longer than that. So those are some of the parameters that I gave Jade to work with. My suggestion would be to pick a calendar that we like, send out the, you know, adopt it, send out the Survey Monkey to get input from the teachers, and then if there's any critical things that maybe we have overlooked, to reconsider the calendar at our next meeting. Oh, another thing that was considered was the ferry schedule for any teachers that are being moving into the district. So, Jay, correct me if I'm wrong, but the calendar, too, was the one that accommodated anybody moving in on the ferry. That would be, we could always reconsider the calendar if the feedback says, oh, my God, no, you didn't take this into consideration. But to move forward, that would be my thought. Any other comments?
Well, I disagree with that. I still would like to, before I vote on a calendar, to go and let the teachers know what day they're going to start school, what day all this stuff is going to happen. I'd still like to get input from the teachers. So I won't go and vote on one or two because I would like to hear what the teachers and staff have to say.
I remember a point in time, like it was a while ago when I was in the school board before, and they used to have the teachers at Sandpoint site draft up a calendar, and the teachers at the Cold Bay, or not Cold Bay, but King Cove drafted up a calendar together, and then they brought us calendars, and we looked at them and decided which one that worked, that we thought was beneficial, and it was their input, because, you know, they're the teachers, and they're the ones that are in these classes every day with our students. They kind of know how our students are acting in the middle of January after Christmas break, or, you know, or in the middle of February when they haven't had a day off. You know, they're the ones that are in the room, and they know what, you know, how the little bodies are in the seats. I think teacher input on the calendars is really crucial. I'm not an expert on what the classroom looks like.
Any further comments? Great. I said on the looking at the drafted calendars and choosing one and then presenting it to the teachers, and then they can make comments or what they see, just because I don't feel it's effective for 20 people trying to build a calendar because everybody has such different opinions. But that's my opinion on it. Arlene?
Has everybody spoken that needs to speak before I speak again? I feel bad talking again. I don't feel like the variation is going to be a lot. I think when we ask the teachers what it's going to be, it's going to come down to these in-service days that are going to be important to them. Mm-hmm. And when they need those extra days, let's say for grading or, you know, getting things together before our sports teams take long trips. So I don't think it's necessarily going to be weeks here before we start or weeks here before we end. I think it's going to be a few days here and there where they feel it's going to be beneficial to take an in-service day.
A work day.
A work day.
What is the desire of the board?
That's why we have a discussion.
Mm-hmm. Are there any motions? All right, well, if there's no motion, then we will move on and there will be no adopted calendar.
Is it this is a discussion item on the agenda. Would that be appropriate to make a motion to send the two calendars out to the teachers via SurveyMonkey and see which one that they feel will out good, and then any suggestions, and then we can come back at our next meeting and approve them based on their suggestions or what they thought? It doesn't mean we have to change them. It just means we've taken their suggestions and we've shown them the calendar.
That doesn't require a motion. That just will just give direction to the office.
Okay.
So.
And then all their teachers just got a link saying, here, look at this, is the calendars we're looking at. Do you like this one? Do you like having parent-teacher conferences on March 11th and 12th when no one's here? You know, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So that the charge to send both calendars via SurveyMonkey to all the teachers?
What I did was mimic last year's on the one, and then the next one just shifted a week later, other than Christmas break, because of when New Year's fell. But that's why I was asking earlier, is there anything we want to shift around before we send it to them? Is there anything that needs to be, before the teachers look at both of them, is something needs to be adjusted? Anything, anywhere, you know? Is there questions, or is it just going to be comments?
Just going to be comments.
Comments.
Like, just to
do you
see
know
what
how to set that up?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
No, I'm just going to send the calendars both
just
out.
Comments.
They'll be both sent out in the email with a link to the survey, and they'll be able to comment. That's fine.
Moving on. Student lunch survey update.
First off, you had a paragraph from Fanny, but here we had an email today, and here is the, you guys got it via email, the survey that they created.
Has this gone out yet, or is it still, is it just the Quest survey form, draft form?
Hey, so we actually took this to all of our students and staff last week. Everybody turned in their papers back on Friday. I have no idea how to really, like, gather the data and data to turn it into, like, pretty little charts, but we did receive all of the surveys back.
and my students are working. They started today and tomorrow, and we were hoping to have at least some numbers to everybody by Wednesday. And I apologize we weren't able to hit this meeting, but just looking through a lot of the information based off of what we've got, kids are really interested in more fresh products, like if we can do things like salads and fruit, whether it's once a week. I know, of course, living out here, it makes it difficult. And then they were really interested in just having as much healthy options as possible. Homemade was the big, like, in the suggestion side of it. They loved having the idea of homemade pizzas instead of maybe something that was, you know, not necessarily fresh, frozen fresh. But so if you do have some information, they'll have a final kind of report on Wednesday, or at least before this quarter ends, before everybody's out for the weekend.
Any comments or questions for Fanny?
She sent it to Dave.
Today.
Okay.
Okay. So he has it. Okay, so we'll put this on the agenda for the next meeting for hopefully to look at the data results. Any further comments or questions?
Once we get the data, are we going to make change? Will there possibly be changes this school year, or is this going to just wait and take place next year?
I can tell you, as far as King Cove goes, our food order is already bought for the year. Is that the case here? I don't know.
Well, I just signed a cost order for them.
Okay, thanks, Fanny Jo. Moving on, Alaska teacher placement, Mr. Sefer.
Yeah, we didn't go to ATP for 2 years. We went last year. The pool of candidates was extremely low. We ended up hiring one person. We don't have a large number of people to hire this year. From what I've heard from other superintendents, the candidate pool is going to be even lower this year. We're having a hard time attracting teachers in Alaska because of no pension. Cost of living is higher. Teacher salaries in Alaska used to be much higher than lower 48. They've become more parallel now. So I see no need whatsoever to spend the kind of money to go to ATP. And we've actually lately had better luck just when we include the board. And our best hires have come right from my office when we include the board, and we have three or four people interview there. So my prediction is that we absolutely don't attend ATP.
Governor's budget's not doing
us exactly. Thank you. Yeah. So just a way to save a lot of money.
How many positions are we looking for right now, anyways?
Yeah, well, and the principal. Yeah.
Any comments, questions, concerns? That was a large expenditure for limited return on investment. Next, we have past graduate survey draft. Any comments or questions regarding the draft survey? I had a couple questions, or a couple thoughts. One, I would hope that we don't just limit ourselves to the students that are going to secondary school. So I think
I said post-secondary. I thought that meant like voc-ed too, no?
Well, voc-ed, but I mean, I'd like to know if our students, if they didn't go to voc-ed, if they didn't go to university, were they able to graduate and be meaningfully employed? Maybe like when you graduated, what did you do post graduation? Secondary, you know, university, trade school, employed, others.
I've got a question.
Go ahead.
How many years back are you going to go?
How many years back does the board want to go? This was something we discussed in November.
So how far back are you going to go?
What would the board like? We They have to recognize the limitations. I mean, there will be limitations in identifying where all of our graduates are. We know where some of our recent graduates are. We know where our scholarship recipients are. But I'm assuming that there will be some graduates that we just can't find.
Not going to.
And some who won't do it.
And some who won't do it.
Good 3 years.
I think you should go back to, like, 1970.
Yeah.
Is there anything to help me collect the data?
I think that's been quite successful. I'm from Southern.
It was a different school district back then, Brenda.
I mean, we're given that as an option, but we have to, so try to get as many people to do it as good.
How do 5 years sound to the board to attempt to get some feedback?
5 years sounds good to me. I mean, gotta start somewhere. Probably not gonna get everybody from 5 years, but it gives you kind of a snapshot of what's going on right now.
And then I have two additional questions that I'd like us to consider. Just open-ended questions. How do you feel your high school education prepared you for your life after school? And two, what could have prepared you better?
Yes. I like those questions. That's good.
Any further comments, questions on the postgraduate survey? So some of these, Jade, and I'm looking at you because I'm assuming that it's going to fall on your shoulder. Like if we talk about whether somebody is, if they're not going on to secondary education, so a lot
they
of
skip the question.
Yeah, it'd be mm-hmm. like if not this, then skip the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any more comments or questions on the survey? Seeing none, we'll move on to teacher contracts. Mr. Seifert.
Yeah, the Barnetts have been on board since I've been the superintendent. We reduced the teacher number to one in False Pass to reduce student numbers. So they would like to do an in-district transfer to Accutan, which, as you know, we have vacant. That's going to be hard to fill, so I think it's a great fit. So I propose that we approve those contracts for the Barnetts to Accutan.
What are the wishes of the board?
This is Brenda. Move to approve.
I'll second.
The move by Brenda, seconded by Hillary, to approve the transfer, in-district transfer of the Barnett to Accutan. Is there any further discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion carries, and the in-district transfer of the Barnett to Accutan has been approved. Moving on, personnel. The agenda has resignations. We have the resignation from Mr. Robertson and Sam Point. What are the wishes of the board?
I just have one question on here. Is it, when he says the end of the school year of January 29th, 2019, he meant May, right?
He meant May. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he meant May.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to approve or accept his resignation for the end of at the end of his contract period.
Both that.
I'll second.
Jackie. Okay. That motion by Rhea, seconded by Jackie, to accept the resignation from Mr. Robertson at the end of his contract. Is there any further discussion? Is there any objection?
I'll second by Rhea.
Oh, I'm sorry, Arlene. Thank you for the correction there. Is there any objection? Hearing none, motion carries. The resignation is accepted. Moving on, new hires. I have none in the packet. Is that correct, Mr. Seifert?
Yes.
Next, we have public comments. Standpoint, is there any further public comments? Kinkove, any further public comments?
This is Fanny. I do appreciate you guys wanting to get some teacher feedback on the district balance. Throughout the school year, it doesn't seem like there's a problem with a certain work day or an in-service or parent-teacher conferences, but when it does happen, it's nice to know that if you can provide any suggestions just to make things run smoothly, it's great for us, it's great for the kids, as well as any parents as well, looking at that calendar and planning ahead. So we really appreciate it, and I would be glad to offer suggestions, but totally understand it's up to the board to make the final. Thank you.
Akaten, any public comment?
We're just glad to hear that there's somebody coming to Akaten. We love our students, and we were concerned about that. We're so thankful for that.
Excellent, excellent. False pass, any public comment? Hearing none, any Standpoint School, anybody, public comment? Well, I already called on that. Phone, anybody on the phone with public comment? Circling back to Standpoint.
I would just like to ask what the board is doing to
We did talk about it during the workshop, then we're having the district office look into some things, cost, policy, and things, and hopefully by the next meeting we'll be able to have it on the agenda for discussion or action at that time.
Discussion, probably.
Probably discussion. Okay. All right, I think I circled around to everybody. Board comments. Anybody want to go first? Anybody have a board comment?
I'll go first.
All right.
I don't have any comments.
No.
Nope, I don't.
All right.
Sorry, I'm going to go second.
I sleep.
Anybody else from Kinko? Board comment? Nope. All right. Looking pretty quiet over there. Anybody in Standpoint for comment?
I would just like to thank you guys for presenting us with the calendars. I don't want to sound like that I don't approve of them or anything, but I just want to get feedback from the teachers. That's all. That's what my thing is. Thank you. I know every year when we come to calendars, it's a really big discussion, but I just like to hear from the workers.
Something that was discussed during the workshop today was possibly coming together, not when we're like wanting to adopt a calendar, but at another time of the year, and was that the workshop? Maybe it was
just right off.
Yeah. Maybe it was just me and Jade having a conversation. But, like maybe in September or something when we're all together, I'm taking it just a workshop time going, okay, when we're building calendars, what are things that we want to take into consideration, whether it's the ferry or work in-service days and everything, so that when Jade comes to creating a calendar, that she has some guidelines to work from. And those have never really been formalized in any way. So to make Jade's job a little easier in the future.
Thanks, we'll try.
Any other board comments?
This is Jackie. I remembered. I was going to ask about the strategic planning. What that was my comment was, if we had a time frame on when we were going to plan on getting the strategic plan up and going. That was my comment.
I have talked to Jimmy about it, and she knows that we want to do a strategic plan, but I think the thought was that we would get a new superintendent on board so that they could be a part of that process with us. Unless I hear otherwise from the board, that's what I was kind of moving forward with Timmy on, was making sure that the new superintendent was on board and able to participate. All right. Moving on to agenda items for the next meeting. So far, I have a follow-up on the background checks for chaperones traveling with kids. Brenda said that we're going to have the math and science curriculums come up again. Lunch survey results from Standpoint and King Cove, and possibly new hires.
Administrative contract.
Administrative contract.
Do you want to finish? Is there a time when you want to squeeze in a workshop to go through the rest of your board policies from November that you didn't get through? That was, we put on your governance calendar to try to.
I was just trying to pull up the governance calendar.
But I was thinking, is there a way we could put or have a copy or email? Or, well, it'd be nice if we could fit it on the agenda. We can go back and check it all the time.
So, well, the calendar's in the packet.
Yeah.
But we just make that a part, a standard part of the packet, the calendar. So we'll have budget next meeting.
Calendar.
Calendar. Let's see for before our next meeting if we could squeeze in the policies that we haven't finished yet, a workshop. Maybe we can look at them before we sit down to do it in the workshop, so we already are familiar, instead of reading them while we're in the workshop to speed up the process. Yeah, so we'll take a section. I don't remember where we left off, honestly.
I have it written down in my office.
Because the last time we worked on it, there was only the Anchorage, right?
Yeah, Anchorage.
Yep.
In November.
And the only correction was a list wasn't numbered. That was supposed to be numbered, but I have what you ended on.
Okay.
I can
follow up the policy question. Did we ever get our unique policies that weren't part of AAMC included in our policy online?
Before the fly-in, Norm said he would start working on it, but he was busy with the fly-in stuff. So, and he did apologize that Bob leaving didn't get finished through his process.
That we may want to just follow up with that again because life has been crazy with AAMC. So, yep, homework for everybody. When you're reading through your packet next time, make sure you read through your section of policies so that when we come through the workshop, we can just have any possible changes or ideas.
So you'll send us the numbers to go in.
I'll send you out the policy section again with and say what you ended on.
And possibly scholarships, or is that later?
That'll be due April 26th.
Okay,
and we'll
so
have to have a meeting right after that or within a couple of days because then the graduation here is the 3rd.
Okay.
It won't take long.
No? All right, Dayton.
Do you have student representation on that?
I don't. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Which
and
that will
the
be discussion item.
From the lunch.
Okay. Got it.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Date, time, location for the next meeting. Can Jade just send something out in the email? We'll be meeting teleconference or video conference like this. And if you have travel dates you're going to be traveling, please send them to Jade so she can get them and know
Would it make sense to try to do that after AASB has closed the superintendent search so you guys could approve a superintendent?
That's tentatively scheduled for
April 10th.
April 10th.
So, third or fourth week, so we could have a superintendent on board so we could start.
It's the 12th of April?
That's I'll Friday. Be gone until the 25th of April.
25th of April. I just think it would be a good idea to get a superintendent on board, get a signed contract.
Well, the scholarships aren't done until the 26th. Or they're due on the 26th.
Okay, if we're pushing out to the 29th, that's like almost full 2 months out. I mean, because we're at the 4th with the most of the March.
We need the calendar to be approved sometime in the near future. I mean, just for people planning, teachers and stuff.
What's your schedule at the end of March? Or
end of March is too soon.
So today's
the 4th.
When are we thinking of? When are you guys thinking of flying the candidates out for the superintendency interviews? So couldn't do it a week after that? If anybody's going to call in? Do you call in?
No.
What about the week after then?
Everybody just send travel dates to me. I'll work with Jade on it. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Moved by Rayette.
Second.
Second by Hillary.
Second that.
Any objections? We are adjourned at 8:06.